Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Adriel Hampton is a San Francisco entrepreneur who is already campaigning to be California's next governor, and he's announced plans about ads he's going to run on Facebook. Reporter Chris Nichols is joining me to talk about this. He and the PolitiFact California fact-checking team based at CAP Radio have been taking a closer look at Hampton's plan. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Great to be here.
Do you want to start with the man or the Facebook ads? Because both are intriguing and critical to this story.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Adriel Hampton, and then definitely we want to talk about why he's running for governor and this protest campaign that he started. He lives in San Francisco. He describes himself as a progressive political activist. He says that he's a socialist. He's worked on political campaigns in the past, so he has some experience there. He works in marketing. He's a former journalist, so he's got a background in communication and politics. He's got some strong opinions about this Facebook policy that we're going to talk about.
All right, to the Facebook policy. He announced that his campaign for governor would intentionally run false ads on Facebook.
That's right. He is essentially challenging and testing the limits of this controversial policy that Facebook has in place, which essentially allows paid political ads to include lies or falsehoods in them and not be eligible for third-party independent fact-checking. And so this is sort of a process, the eligibility for fact-checking. It's a process that Facebook put in place after the 2016 election, after this rampant spread of misinformation on the Facebook platform during that election. It was a response from Facebook to say, hey, we're cleaning up our platform. We're going to partner with these independent news outlets who will fact check questionable material on our site and sort of give us this ability to say we're doing something about all that false information. But the problem with it is that there's just this big exception in that policy where most content does get opened up to fact checkers, but not the paid political ads from politicians or those who decide to become a candidate and run for office like Adriel Hampton.
Adriel Hampton and Facebook then are in a war over this right now, correct?
Right, because he has gone ahead. He's produced some false ads of his own, including one that says that Republican Lindsey Graham has endorsed the Green New Deal, a very progressive policy, which, of course, Graham has not endorsed that. But he's doing this to test the limits to see, okay, you say that paid political ads won't be subject to this kind of scrutiny. How far can I go? How much can I get away with? But then Facebook has essentially said, we are going to single you out. You have explained and publicly said that you're going to try to get around our system. So we're going to single you out. And we have Hampton responding to that.
To be singled out for censorship by Facebook, specifically because I'm challenging their broken policies and calling for citizen oversight and democratic oversight and legislative hearings in Sacramento. Not only is it ludicrous, it's obscene.
This is not the first time that he's done something along the lines of political activism, maybe even bordering in a stunt, even though there are merits to this debate about political ads on social media.
Right. He's been involved in politics and political campaigns for about a decade. He even ran a decade ago for Congress, and announced that campaign on Twitter. So he's been involved in this for a while. He sort of knows what he's doing, and because he has a marketing background, he knows how to get attention. But I think what he's bringing the most attention to, again, is this policy, which has been in the news, not just here in California, but on a national level, where the campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden has even asked Facebook to remove an ad by President Trump's reelection campaign that they say lies about Biden. So this is not just limited to Adriel Hampton and his campaign, his sort of long shot protest campaign here in California, but it's caused real concern and real frustration across the country.
He says other candidates aren't being penalized the way he is. I think he talked to you about that.
He did, and he sort of brought up the point that President Trump's reelection campaign can continue to include false information without a penalty.
The logic of that is that if you lie about lying, it's okay to run those lies in Facebook. But if you're truthful about lying, you can't run those ads on Facebook.
So his argument there is, I'm being upfront about it, and that's why I'm taking more censorship flack than anybody else. What's the status of it right now? What's happening?
Well, he plans to continue to make these false ads and try to test the limits. The ad that I mentioned about Lindsey Graham was taken down. Facebook did say that that's just, we're not going to allow this. You have said what your intention is, and you can still find that ad on Hampton's, on the web, but it's been sort of taken out of circulation as far as advertisements. I do think it's important to point out what Facebook has said about this policy. They essentially say that they don't want to be a referee when it comes to political speech. They say that people should be able to make up their own minds. Their CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, recently said in a press conference, he said, quote, "I just think that in a democracy, people should be able to see for themselves what politicians are saying. And I think that people should make up their own minds about which candidates are credible and which candidates have the kind of character that they want to see in their elected officials. And I don't think those determinations should come from tech companies."
All right, Chris, I have to leave it right there. Chris Nichols is the PolitiFact California reporter, but there's more online. Thanks again for joining
us. Thanks, Beth.
And this is Insight on CAP Radio.